Hello, and welcome to the last episode of Language Pathways, Connecting Heritage Learners to Federal Careers. We believe in the power of multilingualism, and we hope you have seen in this podcast series how your language skills can help you get a fulfilling job in the federal government. I'm Jamie, one of the three hosts of this podcast series from the Center for Applied Linguistics in Washington, D.C. My co-hosts Francesca and Matilda are also here for this final episode, so we can all talk about what we've learned in the Language Pathways podcast.
Throughout the series, we learned that heritage learners in particular can bring valuable language and cultural skills to the federal government. We heard people talk about varied and interesting government jobs, how they see great personal and professional benefits in their jobs, and also see how they can benefit the larger community. We also learned how to talk about and demonstrate your language skills in a way that will appeal to federal employers, and our guests shared tips on how to prepare for a government career, search for jobs, and succeed in getting hired.
One of my favorite parts about the series was learning about the need for and use of different language varieties in the government. Our guests' use of language varieties and dialects help them in their job to bring more understanding between people and strengthen relationship between cultures. In my personal journey of learning English as a heritage speaker, I worked on building my awareness of how the language is used in different settings, and the guests showed how valuable it is to make these efforts. It was interesting to hear the guests share that growing your heritage language into a profession is a fulfilling opportunity that many government jobs can provide.
Yeah, I liked that part too. I also liked learning about how many different jobs exist in the federal government. I really appreciated hearing from a few different speakers that you may start off working in one area of the government, but over time will have opportunities to gain new skills and build a career that you might not have expected. Although I have not worked for the government, I personally pursued a job that was not directly related to my major in college, and definitely recommend that job seekers keep an open mind about where they might end up in the future.
I really like the advice in our episode on networking and searching for government jobs, especially that being proactive in networking is really important and helpful to landing a job. Even though networking can seem awkward, it doesn't have to be formal and it can be done in many different ways, including through asking for informational interviews from people you meet or friends of friends who have experience in the government. An informational interview helped me get connected to the Center for Applied Linguistics for my first job after finishing graduate school.
We had fun and learned a lot hosting this podcast series, and we want to thank our guests for providing their time and expertise. Across our episodes, we interviewed 29 people, including 15 people who work for different agencies and organizations in the federal government. We were able to talk to speakers of Arabic, Chinese, Korean, Persian, and Russian, who use their language skills in their jobs, as well as heritage language educators, specialists in language testing, and professionals who help connect students to careers. Thanks again to our guests for sharing their insights and guidance.
Well, that's all for our final episode of the Language Pathways podcast. We encourage you to check out the additional resources on our website, and we hope you find them helpful as you think about pursuing a job in the federal government. Good luck as you continue on your journey through language learning and building towards a successful career. Language Pathways, Connecting Heritage Learners to Federal Careers, was created and produced by the Center for Applied Linguistics. This podcast is one component of a project funded by the National Security Agency to develop and share materials highlighting federal career opportunities for heritage language learners of Arabic, Chinese, Korean, Persian, and Russian.